Welcome to the Messenger Podcast. I hope that you will sit back and take a few moments to listen to what the Spirit of the Lord would like to say to you today. He is encouraging us and challenging us to not be afraid, but to be strong in the power of His might. Now, let's go to today's podcast.
Hello, friends. Do you feel as if things are utterly hopeless and completely upside down right now? Maybe you have been in that scary place before, but most people, if they are being transparent and honest, will admit to times of experiencing hopelessness and feeling alone and afraid. Friend, you aren't without hope and you aren't hopeless, but you are helpless. God has allowed this time and position of helplessness and complete dependency on Him, and you are helpless to help yourself. We struggle to gain back some measure of control over our lives when this pressure is upon us, but our personal pride that we didn't even know that we had is being crushed, and the only thing for us to do is to surrender. Now, you may feel hopeless, but really, it's the condition of helplessness that is causing you pain. God wants you and I completely dependent on Him, and He will keep you a prisoner of hope until you are. Oh, how weary you are of the awful refiner's fire flame and that seemingly endless tweaking of your attitude. Okay, God, you can stop now, you scream, but He doesn't stop. You're caught in a prison of hope, and He will not let you out until He is finished with what He began in you. There are times during the process of pursuing heartfelt dreams and callings in your life that you might feel that your hope seems to have been locked up in a prison. You can't seem to make your dreams come true, and yet you find it impossible to stop believing in them. You can't go forward any faster than God will let you. And yet, you sure don't want to return to where you once were before you were overshadowed and given a life vision with a promise from God. God just will not let you give up. During this time, you might feel like saying, "Okay, God, this is enough. I don't want to hope anymore. I'm tired of being like an egg in an incubator with this promise. I want out of this prison of hope." It's during this time that your dreams feel so very real to you, yet to others, they don't. There is a big conflict between what you discern in the spirit and what appears to be moving so slowly in the natural, and that grates at our souls. We feel like we are on a Ferris wheel. You have your up times when you can see your dream's fulfillment far into the future, but you also have your down times when you can't see anything and everything seems to have crashed into a messy heap. You think to yourself, "Am I crazy to think that God could use me now in this time?" The enemy comes in like a rushing flood and you begin to doubt, causing anguish to your soul. This is the time when God is doing His greatest work in you. This is when the refining process really hurts, because He is getting down to the very core of your soul, to the deep regions of your heart. He is developing things in you that you didn't even know that you lacked, things that you didn't even know that you needed. You think, "Okie dokie, God, this is deep enough." But every builder knows you must dig down deep to lay a proper foundation first before you start to build upward. And the greater the height of the structure, the deeper the foundation must be. Your fortress or place of refuge is trusting in a loving God. Trusting Him in spite of all of the reasoning in your mind, in spite of the circumstances that surround you. You were content to give God control of your life until He decided to do something with your life you didn't like. You were happy to surrender all to Him until He decided to give your promotion to someone else. You believe in His sovereignty until His sovereign will conflicts with your will. Then you are sure he has made a mistake. You want to run from him, but he is your refuge. How do you run from your refuge? How do you run from the only one who really loves you or understands you? The answer is, you don't. So return, my friend, to your fortress and remain a prisoner until he is done with you, until he decides that you are ready for all that he has for you. Zechariah 9:12 says, return to your fortress. Yes, you prisoners who have hope. Today I declare that I will return double what has been taken from you. This is a prophetic word from the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of God says, even now I announce to you that not only will I restore to you all that has been taken from you, but I will give you double for all the trouble you have endured. He says, don't stop now. Keep trusting me, because I can see your future and it is very blessed. Keep walking with me and keep trusting in me, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I thank you that no matter what we see, no matter what we feel, no matter how weary we are, no matter how much of a fog the world is in right now, we lift our hands to you now and we say, I lift my hands to the great I am. You are the sovereign. You are the mighty. You are the deliverer. You are the king. You are the one who sets those in captivity free. And Lord, we thank you that you keep us in a prison of hope where we have to continue to depend upon hoping in you as a believer rather than living in a prison of fear where darkness and torment exist. Now, Father, we yield to you and we ask that no matter what is coming in the days ahead, that you give us the courage and the voice to speak strongly in the name of Jesus. For Lord, when we step out of our weakness and we step into your name, we are able to do exploits, not because we are looking for anyone to notice us, but Lord, we are looking for you to be magnified like a magnifying glass, made larger and bigger and broader and more excellent. Father, we thank you that no matter what darkness would try to encroach and push against us, we choose to say we will not acknowledge darkness, but we will instead turn our face and lift our heads to look to the one we gaze upon who is beauty, the one who has shed his life on behalf of us so that we have access directly to you, Father. We come to you, Father, Abba God. We stand at your feet and we lift our hands and say, Father, there's no one else who can create and recreate and also eliminate. So, Father, we ask that you eliminate blindness and deafness. We ask that you expose and bring light to every dark corner of the earth where darkness would attempt to mock and laugh and destroy the freedom of your children. We pray for those who are blinded by deceptive measures, those who are wicked and evil and attempt to harm, that you would bring them into a bright and naked light where they are exposed for their evil deeds. But we would ask that you would call their name, that you would give them an opportunity to repent so that they are not put into a place where there is a fearful prison forever. Now, Lord, we commit to you to praise you. We commit to you to stand firm as you do the refining work in our lives. Burn off the things in us that think that we have an edge, that think that we can hide anything in our lives that has not caused pain and suffering and harm to others. Lord, bring us to a place of such humility that repentance is a pleasure and a joy because it brings you glory and honor, and it silences the secrets and the darkness of the enemy coming against us with blackmail. We choose this day to serve you, O God, and we will return to our fortress, a place where we sit with you in hope, regardless of what the enemy has surrounded us with. Hope is your promise. Hope leads to faith, and faith leads to the promise and trust of you. We hope in you, O God. And we will ask you to help us to not be afraid and instead lift our faces to you, where we will hear from you and we will receive fresh marching orders and fresh instructions on how to reap a harvest for the glory of your name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I bless you all today. Be strong, be bold, be courageous, do your part, speak out, tell others about hope. Tell them that you are going to fight for hope and joy and freedom. Do not be afraid to be a voice in the darkness. Be a light in the darkness, because you carry with you a greater radiance and a greater empowerment that radiates out into the darkness than you will ever see. But the world is aware of something different right now, and this is a time like no other time for us to radiate hope and comfort and peace and calm to those who are weary. You are a force of light in the kingdom of God that the Lord sends out like an arrow to pierce the darkness. Be not afraid, my brothers and sisters. God's goodness will walk with us all the days of our lives. If you're looking for other things to listen to encourage you, please go to my website at www.marylindow.com. And there are all kinds of encouraging words from the Lord. There's materials for you to listen to calm you down. There's videos to talk about how to help people out of dark places. I do all of these on my own in my home studio, a little tiny place I work out of, because I believe that I am to be a light and a radiant voice in this time and until the day Jesus calls me home. So are you. I bless you, and I say goodbye for now.